Okay, let's go to Lord in prayer.
我们仰望主祷告。
Father, I thank you for this day.
父母，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you for this great privilege to teach your word.
感谢主给我们这样的权柄，能够教导你的道。
I pray that you would strengthen us in the midst of our weakness.
在我们的软弱中，求你加我们力量。
That you would teach us.
教导我们。
That we might please you in a greater way.
好叫我们更加的讨你喜悦。
That we might be a greater blessing to others.
好叫我们成为更大的别人的祝福。
Lord, we cannot apart from you.
主，我们除了你不能做什么。
But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
但借着基督，我们可以成就万事。
Strengthen us, Lord.
加我们力量。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. All right, we're going to begin now our study on faith.
好，我们现在要继续查考信心。
Saving faith.
得救的信心。
We've studied repentance.
我们已经查考了悔改。
But now we're going to take a look at the other thing that is required in salvation.
我们要看到关于救恩另外一个必须的条件。
If we look in Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
如果我们看看马可福音
Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
14到15节，马可。
Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
耶稣说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
So we not only repent of our sins.
所以我们不仅仅要悔改，从罪中悔改。
But we believe in the gospel.
我们要相信福音。
We believe what God has done for us in Christ.
我们相信神在基督里为我们所成就的事。
Another important passage is in Romans 3.
另外一段很重要的经文是罗马书第三章。
Let's turn there.
我们翻过去看看。
Verse 21 and 22.
21到22节。
But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, for all those who believe, for there is no distinction.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
So the law serves its purpose.
所以律法成全了它的目的。
It shows us our sin.
它显明了我们的罪。
Shows us the holiness of God.
也显明了神的圣洁。
And the law points us to Jesus Christ.
律法也把我们指向基督。
And to faith in Him.
信靠基督。
Now, let's talk about faith for a moment.
好，首先我们谈论信心的问题啊。
First of all, remember, there are two things.
首先记得有两件事。
Repentance.
悔改。
The other side of the coin is faith.
那铜钱的另一半是信心。
Both of these are in Scripture.
这两者都在圣经中有。
When you have genuine repentance,
当你有真正的悔改的时候
you will have genuine faith.
你就会有真正的信心。
And when you have genuine faith, you will have genuine repentance.
反之，你有真正的信心，你会真正的悔改。
Now, let's look at the word to believe.
好，我们看这个字，相信。
In the Old Testament, the word comes from a Hebrew word.
在旧约里头，这个字相信是从一个希伯来字来的。
Which means to stand firm.
意思是站稳了。
To trust.
信靠。
To be certain or sure about something.
就是对一件事情有把握。
Now, it was said that Abraham believed in the Lord and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
经上记着说亚伯拉罕相信神就被算为义。
Now, what does that mean?
什么意思？
It means that Abraham stood firm and trusted in what God had promised him.
意思说亚伯拉罕站稳了，他信靠神给他的应许。
The same idea is reflected in the famous statement from Habakkuk.
在哈巴谷书也是同样的意思。
The just shall live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
The Hebrew word means steadfastness or steadiness.
这希伯来文的意思是坚信，就是站稳了。
So in the Old Testament,
所以在旧约圣经里
to believe God was to be sure or certain about what he had promised.
相信神就是肯定他所应许的话语。
To trust in him without wavering.
就是信靠他，毫无疑问地站稳了。
And to stand firm in reliance upon his word.
站在他的话语之上，完完全全地不动摇。
So it's a steadiness or steadfastness.
所以他讲的是一个坚信不疑，一个毫不摇动的立场。
You are sure that God is going to do what he promised.
你深信神所说的他必要成就。
Now in the New Testament.
好，现在在新约。
The word believe is translated from a Greek word.
这个相信这个字是从一个希腊文来的。
The word is pistuo.
这个字是这个字。
It means to perceive something is true.
就是认为它是真的。
To be persuaded about something.
就是被说服了，很肯定它是对的。
You are persuaded to such a degree.
你如此的深信。
That you place your trust in it.
你把你的信赖都寄托在它上面。
You are so sure that it is reliable.
你完全相信它是可靠的。
That you put your confidence in it.
你把你的信心都建立在它上面。
Now this word was chosen.
哦，选了这个字的原因呢？
By the Hebrew writers.
是希伯来书的作者把它选。
To denote the meaning of the Hebrew terms.
来表达希伯来的这个字的意思，另外一个希伯来字的意思。
So it was used to denote steadfastness.
要表明的是他的坚定不移。
To truly rely upon what God had said.
完全真正的信靠神所说的话。
Now, faith is very important.
你知道，信心非常重要。
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
人若没有信心就不能人非有信不能讨神的喜悦。
And it's a great wisdom that faith is not presented to us as a mystery or a riddle.
这是神的智慧啊，没有把信心当作一个谜或者是当作一个神秘的事情来教导我们。
The Bible tells us exactly what faith is.
圣经告诉我们到底信心是什么，讲得清清楚楚。
One of the best definitions is found in Hebrews 11, verse 1.
希伯来书十一章第一节是最好的信心的定义。
Let's turn there.
我们翻过去看看。
Hebrews 11:1.
十一章第一节。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now the word assurance.
哦，这个字啊，实确据。
It comes from a Greek word.
是从一个希腊字来的。
And it refers to something that is placed under something.
讲的是放在另外一个下面的另一个东西啊。
Like a foundation,
就像一个根基一样
something that holds everything else up,
把上面的东西给撑住的
It came to mean steadfastness of mind.
这个意思就是他的坚固的信念
a firm resolution,
是一个很坚固的一个决定
a confidence or assurance,
一个信心或是一个把握。
So when it says faith is the assurance of things hoped for,
所以信就是所望之事的实底呀。
It is a confidence that the things you hope for are actually going to happen.
这是一个把握，你所盼望的事情一定会实现。
Now the word conviction,
这个字啊，确据。
It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
哦，是未见之事的确据啊，这个确据这个字。
Now it comes from a Greek word which denotes certainty.
也是讲一个希腊字哦，意思就是它的肯定性。
Conviction about the existence or truthfulness of something.
就是肯定这个事是真的， 是这个把握，确凿的把握。
Now, in light of these two words,
好，这两个字啊，实底跟确据。
We can say that biblical faith,
我们可以说，圣经里头的信心
is the Christian's assurance or confidence,
是基督徒的确据或是把握
that what he hopes for is,
他所相信的必然会成就
or will become a reality,
是一定会成为现实。
It is the conviction or certainty
是他的确据，他的实底
that what he has not seen actually exists or will take place
没有见到的一定会发生。
So if you take all the Hebrew terms and the Greek terms
所以你把所有希伯来文的字或者希腊文的字啊放在一块
Faith is simply the confidence
信心就是你的把握
The assurance,
你的肯定确据
the conviction,
就是你的把握实底
that God is going to do what he said.
神所说的话他一定会做到说到做到说话算话
He will fulfill his promises.
神言出必行他的应许一定应验
Now this is very important.
这很重要
But it leaves us with two questions.
但是这留给我们两个问题啊
Look at the definition of faith again in Hebrews 11:1.
你再看希伯来书十一章第一节的信心的定义啊。
Faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
信就是所望之事的实底。
And the conviction of things not seen.
是未见之事的确据。
But here's the question.
好，问题是。
How can we have assurance for what we hope for?
我们怎么能够有把握，有实底？我们所望的会实现呢
How can we have the conviction or certainty about something we've never seen?
我们还没有见到，没有确据，怎么能够，怎么会有实底呢？眼见为实，你还没见到呢。
Let's say that during the break, I run up to the top of the building.
哦，我们说，我们休息的时候，我跑到这个房子顶上去了。
And you come looking for me.
你来找我。
And you find me on the roof.
你找到我在房顶上。
And I've got a pair of glasses on.
我戴了一对眼镜
Some wings that I made out of paper.
我用纸头做的一对翅膀
And I put a big beak on my nose like this out of cardboard.
我用那个木板做了一个鸟的嘴巴
And I'm standing on the edge of the roof.
我站在房顶的旁边
And you say, Brother Paul, what are you doing?
保罗对弟兄你在干啥你
And I said, I'm going to jump off the roof.
我要跳下去我说
You say no.
你说不行。
And I say yes.
我说我是我会跳。
You say why?
你说为什么要跳
？I said because I believe I can fly.
你说因为我相信我可以飞。
I have assurance that I can fly.
我有把握，我一定飞得起来。
I have a conviction.
我有确据。
That if I jump off this building,
如果我从这个房顶跳下来
，I am going to fly.
我一定会飞得起来。
Is that faith?
这是信心吗？
Well, I have assurance.
我有把握、啊、
For what I'm hoping for.
我所望之事的，我有实底啊。
I hope to fly.
我希望能够飞啊，我盼望飞。
I've always wanted to fly.
我总是想我要飞啊。
And now I believe I can.
如今我相信我的美梦能成真啊。
In my chicken suit that I've made.
在我的小鸡的衣服，我做的靠我的鸡衣服，我可以飞。
Why is that not faith?
为什么不是信心
？That's what Hebrews says.
这是希伯来说的、啊。
Faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
信就所望之事的实底啊，这不是说了吗
？I hope to fly, and I'm sure I have assurance I can.
我盼望我能飞，我说我有把握我能飞啊。
It's the conviction of things not seen.
那就是未见之事的确据啊。
I've never seen a man fly in a chicken suit.
我从来没有看到人用那个这个翅膀能够飞，鸡翅膀能飞的。
But I have the conviction that I'm going to be the first.
但是我有确据，我是第一个带着鸡翅膀飞的。
Is that faith?
那是非信心吗
？You say no, it's not.
那不是信心。
Then how can I have assurance?
那我怎么能够有确据、有把握呢
？How can I have the conviction?
我怎么能够有这个实底呢
？We find the answer in Romans 4:21.
我们在罗马书第四章二十一节找到答案。
So hold your place in Hebrews.
好，希伯来书你继续放在那儿啊，然后我们翻到罗马书第四章二十一节。
Go to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书二十一章
Verse 21.
二十一节
And being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
Now the answer to our question is this.
对我们的问题的答案是
I can have faith.
我可以有信心。
Or I can have assurance.
或者我可以有把握。
Of what I have never seen.
我没有未见之事的，我可以有确据有把握。
I can have assurance of what I've hoped for.
我可以也对我所望之事有实底有确据。
For only one reason.
只有一个原因。
God has promised it in His Word.
因为神在他的话语中应许了。
God has not promised that I could fly in a chicken suit.
神没有答应我穿着鸡翅膀可以飞起来。
But he has promised that if I believe in his son, I have eternal life.
但他的确应许了，如果我相信他的儿子，我可以有永生。
God has not promised that I will never be sick.
神从来没有应许我永远不会生病。
God has not promised that I will be rich.
神也没有应许我会发大财。
But God has promised that I am a child of God.
但神的确应许了，我就是他的儿女。
That I will be with him.
我一定会与他同在。
And that he will be with me in
the trials. 他也会永远在一切的患难中与我同在。
God has promised if I seek him, I will find him.
神应许了，我寻求他就必寻见。
I have countless promises of God in the Bible.
我在圣经里头有许许多多他的应许。
Now let me share with you something.
好，我跟你分享一些事啊。
If I do not believe the promises of God,
如果我不相信神的应许的话
that is unbelief.
那就是小信或者不信。
If I believe what God has not promised,
如果我相信神没有应许的东西，我却信了。
That is presumption.
那个就是自以为是了。
Now let's look at this.
我们这么看啊。
I tell a man.
我告诉一个人。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved.
信靠主耶稣你就必得救。
He says no.
他说不。
It's not true.
这不是真的。
He can't save me.
他不可能拯救我。
That's unbelief.
这就是不信了，没有信心了。
But then if a charismatic preacher comes,
但如果一个灵恩派的传道人来了。
And he says this.
他说。
God will heal you.
神可以医治你。
If you just have faith.
只要你有信心。
He will heal everyone.
所有的人只要你信就可以医好你。
It is his promise to heal all the time.
他的应许就是要医治所有的人，任何情况下。
You just must believe.
只要信。
That's presumption.
这个就是自以为是了。
He's telling people to believe something God never promised.
他是在叫人相信神从来没有应许的东西。
This is why we must see something.
所以我们必须看到。
Faith is impossible apart from the revelation of God.
若没有神的启示，我们就不可能有信心的产生。
So if a skeptic comes to me,
所以如果一个怀疑主义者到我面前。
And he says faith is for crazy people.
他说相信的是那些神经病的人才会信。
There's no basis to it.
那信心根本就没有根基，没有理由的。
Just because you believe something doesn't make it so.
你信不能使它发生啊。
But then I say to him,
我就告诉他说
I'm not just believing.
我不仅仅就是信而已啊。
My faith is based on God's word.
我的信心是建立在神的话语的基础上。
But now he'll come back.
这个怀疑主人会回来。
And the skeptic will laugh.
这个怀疑主人会笑我。
And he'll say this.
他说。
Yeah, but how do you know the Bible's the word of God?
你怎么知道圣经是神的话，神的应许啊？
Because you have to believe that by faith too.
你也必须接受圣经是神的话，也是凭信心啊，也就信啊。
Do you see the problem?
你看问题在哪吗？
Now, here's some things that I would say to him.
我会回答他。
I have the greatest conviction that the Bible is the word of God.
我有最大的把握，圣经是神的话语，神的应许。
For the following reasons.
因为以下的原因。
First of all,
第一
the self-attesting glory of the scriptures.
圣经的自我的印证的荣耀。
Remember what I said a few days ago.
记得我几天前所讲的吗？
If an atheist asks me why do I believe the Bible,
如果一个无神论主义者问我为什么信圣经，
I tell him it's because I read it.
我就告诉他，因为我读过了。
And what I mean by that is this.
我的意思是，
When you read it,
当你读圣经的时候，
you see that there's no book like this book.
你就会看到没有一本书能够相提并论的。
There's no other piece of literature on earth like this.
世上没有任何其他一件文学作品能够跟它相比。
Everything it teaches about man is true.
它这里教导有关人的一切话都是真的，对的。
Everything it teaches about our world.
每一件有关于这个世界的教导也是对的。
There's no book like this book.
没有一本书能够跟这本书相比。
But there, now there's another reason why I believe in this book.
还有个原因，我相信这本书是神的话。
It is because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
是因为圣灵的工作。
Now, this is very, very important.
这很重要。
Remember the illustration that I gave a few days ago.
记得我几天前给你举的例子。
Let's say I'm preaching to a tribe of people deep in the jungle.
譬如我在一个森林里头跟这些少数民族，跟这些野蛮人传道。
And they all begin to believe.
他们都开始信了。
To the point where they will even die before they will denounce their faith.
甚至到信到一个程度，他们宁可为他们所信的舍命牺牲殉道。
How did they come to have such confidence?
他们怎么会有这么大的信念呢？
It is the supernatural work of the Spirit.
这是因为圣灵超自然的运行的结果。
Who imparted to them this truth?
圣灵把这真理赐给他们。
He illumined their mind.
圣灵光照他们的心。
There was one philosopher who said one time.
有一次一个哲学家说。
That faith is a leap in the dark.
信心是在黑暗中的。这么蹦跳出去
No, it's not.
不是的
It's a leap into the light.
是这样跳到光中
I don't believe, and that makes it so.
我不是因为信就它就成了不
I believe it because God promises it.
我信的原因是因为神应许就是这样
And I know that God promises it.
我知道神应许是如此。
Because of the revelation He's given us in the Word.
因为神在圣经里头把他的话，把他应许启示了我。
And the revelation of the Spirit that this Word is true.
而且圣灵也启示了这个话是真的。
Apart from the Spirit of God.
没有了神的启示。
Apart from the work of regeneration.
没有了圣灵的重生与光照。
Faith is impossible.
信心其实不可能的。
It's just like you take a young boy.
就像你叫个小孩来。
He's heard the gospel many, many times.
他听了很多次福音啊。
My boys have heard the gospel so many times.
我儿子听福音不知道听了多少次。
But one day, hopefully.
有一天啊，希望。
They will hear the gospel.
他们会听见福音。
But this time it'll be different.
那这一次听见跟从前不一样。
The gospel comes to them in power.
是借着神的大能领导他们。
They know it's true.
他们知道是真的。
They would die for it.
他们愿意为此牺牲。
How did that happen?
是怎么发生的？
Was it just a good sermon?
是不是仅仅一篇很好的道，他们就信了？
Was the preacher very convincing?
或者这个讲道人口才很好？
No.
不。
The Spirit of God made their heart alive.
是神的灵使他们的心活过来。
He regenerated them.
他重生了他们。
He illumined their mind.
他光照了他们的心
So that they saw.
好叫他们看见
And not only did they see.
不仅是开窍了看见
But their heart had been changed.
而且他们心也被神改变了
So that they loved what they saw.
好叫他们喜爱他们所看见的明白的
Now let's talk about faith in Christ.
好我们现在来讲信靠基督的信
First of all.
首先
God commands all men everywhere.
神吩咐各处的人
to repent of their sins.
都要悔改，从罪中悔改。
Acts 17:30.
使徒行传17:30.
But the Bible also commands men to believe in His Son.
但圣经也吩咐各处人要相信他的儿子。
In 1 John
3:23. 在约翰一书3章23节。
The Bible says this.
圣经说,
This is His commandment.
这是他的命令。
That we believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ.
就是我们相信他的儿子耶稣基督。
In John 6:28.
在约翰福音六章二十八节。
When the multitude asked Jesus.
当众人问耶稣。
What must we do to do the works of God?
我们当做什么才能够行神的旨意呢？做神的工呢？
This is what he said.
耶稣说。
This is the work of God.
神的工就是。
That you believe in him who he has sent.
你们相信他所差遣的那一位。
Now.
好。
God commands all people to believe in his son.
神吩咐所有的人都相信他的儿子。
And in no other.
除他以外不能相信其他的。
There is no other savior.
除他以外没有别的救主了。
Christ alone.
基督唯独基督。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他说我是道路真理生命。
No man comes to the Father but through me.
不借着我没有人到父那儿去。
There is one name under heaven.
天下人间没有赐下别的名。
Whereby we can be saved.
我们可以靠着得救。
It's the name of Jesus.
唯独基督。
There is one God,
只有一位神
and one mediator between God and man.
神人当中一位中保
the man Christ Jesus.
就是那耶稣基督
Faith is exclusively in the person of Jesus.
信心是唯独在基督里，除他以外别无拯救
In no one else.
不是没有其他的
And it's not faith in Jesus plus something else.
不是又信耶稣再加上其他的东西
The moment you add something to Jesus, you have denied the Christian faith.
你在基督以外再加上其他的，你就否定了基督教的信仰。
It is faith in Christ and Christ alone.
唯独基督，信靠唯独基督，没有别的了。
It is not faith plus works.
不是信心加上善行，你的好行为。
It is not salvation by faith.
不是，得救是因着信。
And then we keep ourselves saved by works.
然后靠着我们的好行为来保守我们的救恩。
It is faith in Christ alone.
是唯独信靠基督。
Now let's look back at Abraham in chapter 4.
我们再看看啊，第四章罗马书亚伯拉罕。
Let's start in verse 17.
我们看十七节开始。
As it is written, a father of many nations have I made you, in the presence of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which did not exist.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活的，是无变有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已立你做多国的父。
So God gave a promise to Abraham.
好，神给了亚伯拉罕一个应许。
What was the promise?
应许是什么呢？
Father of many nations, I have made you.
我已经立你做多国的父啊。
And it says that Abraham believed him.
好，这里说亚伯拉罕信了神。
Now, the following statement is very important.
下一句话很重要。
Speaking of God, it says he gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist.
这里说他是那叫死人复活使无变有的神。
Now why does it say that?
为什么这么说呢？
Because the promise God gave to Abraham
因为神给亚伯拉罕的应许
was impossible.
是不可能实现的人看来。
It was as difficult as raising the dead.
正如叫死人复活一样的不可能一样的艰难呢、啊、
Are calling into being something that doesn't even exist.
或者使无变有，使那些本来不存在的叫它存在。
Look at verse 18.
你看十八节。
In hope against hope, he believed.
他在无指望的时候信了。
What does it mean, hope against hope?
什么意思？在无指望的时候，因信人有指望。
There was no human reason.
因为是没有任何人的理由啊。
For him to believe.
人的理由是不可能信的。
It was impossible.
是不可能的，绝对不可能。
But it says, in hope against hope, he believed.
但他在无可指望的时候，他信了。
So that he might become a father of many nations according to that which had been spoken.
就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说的。
So shall your descendants be.
你的后裔将要如此。
Even though it was impossible for Abraham to have children.
尽管亚伯拉罕 不可能再有儿女了。
He believed what God had said.
他相信了神说的话。
Now look at 19.
再看十九节。
Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body.
他将近把他虽然想到 ，You need to read the whole, will be easier.
Okay, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Okay, 他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体已同如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
Now God said to Abraham.
好，神对亚伯拉罕说。
You are going to be the father of many nations.
你会成为多国之父。
Then Abraham looked at himself.
亚伯拉罕看看自己。
I'm an old man.
我是个老头了。
My wife's womb is dead.
我的太太的这个她的肚腹也生不出孩子了。
Humanly speaking, this is impossible.
人看起来这是绝不可能，生育断绝了。
But even though it was impossible.
尽管是不可能。
He believed God.
他仍然信神。
Why did he believe God?
为什么他信神呢？
Because God is able to resurrect the dead.
因为神可以叫死人复活。
Because he's able to call into being that which does not exist.
因为他可以使无变有。
Now verse 20.
再看二十节。
Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God.
并且仰望神的应许，并没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，当荣耀归给神。
Remember what we said, the Hebrew idea of faith?
你记得这希伯来人的信心的定义吗？
It's to have certainty, to have assurance.
就是有把握，有确据。
Without wavering.
就是不怀疑。
Now why did he not waver?
为什么他不摇动呢？
Verse 21.
二十一节说。
He was fully assured that what God had promised.He was able also to perform.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
So faith,
所以信心
is when God promises us something.
就是神应许了我们什么。
And we look and see that it is an impossibility.
我们从人的角度、自然的角度来看，这是不可能的。
But we continue with assurance.
但是我们仍然很有把握的确信。
Because we believe that God is able to perform what He has promised.
因为我们相信神能够成就他所应许的。
So our faith is also based upon two things.
所以我们的信心也是根据两件事。
The faithfulness of God.
第一是神的信实。
He will do what He has promised.
他言出必行。
And the strength of God.
和神的大能。
He is able to do what he has promised.
他能够做成他所应许的。
Now look at 4:20.
再看四章二十节。
The last part of the verse.
哦，最后面啊。
Says giving glory to God.
他将荣耀归给神。
Faith to the glory of God.
相信神为了神的荣耀。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
What is the best way to honor me?
你怎么样最好的方法要荣耀我或者是尊重我
？It's to believe me.
就相信我。
To trust me.
就信任我嘛。
You can't honor me if you don't trust me.
如果你不信任我，你就不是不尊重我。
Someone says, "What do you think about Paul?"
有人说，你对保罗有什么感想啊
？Oh, he's a good guy.
啊，他这个人不错啊。
Do you trust him?
你信他吗？信赖他吗
？No.
不信任他。
One of the greatest attacks against my character is to not believe me.
对我人格最大的侮辱、最大的攻击就是不信任我。
And one of the greatest ways to honor me is to believe me.
反之，最好的一个方法要尊重我就是信任我。
We always think of unbelief as
小信或者不信就是
our own failure.
不信是我们自己的错误。
But we don't see it as it really is.
我们没有真正认识不信是什么意思。
It is an attack against the character of God.
当我们不信的时候，我们其实是在攻击神的本性，他的可靠性。
When you say you cannot believe him,
当你说我不能信他的时候
，You're saying that there's something wrong with him.
你的意思是说。他有问题，他有毛病。
Something that cannot be trusted.
他，我不能够信赖他。
That is why we have what we have in Hebrews 11:6.
所以我们才有希伯来书十一章第六节。
Look what it says in that passage.
你看看怎么说的，十一章第六节，希伯来书。人非有信。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because if you're not going to believe him,
如果你不信他。
If you're going to basically doubt the goodness of his character,
你要怀疑他的美善，他的性格。
How can you be pleasing to him?
你怎么能够讨他喜悦呢？
How can you honor him?
怎么能够尊重他呢？尊荣他呢？
For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is the rewarder of those who seek him.
因为到神面前来的必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Those who come to God,
那些到他面前来的人，
they must believe in his character.
他们必须相信神的本性，神的本质。
Believe in his strength.
相信他的能力。
To do everything he has promised.
他所应许的，他必定成就的。
For example, in the case of a lost man.
一个失落的人啊，譬如。
He must believe.
他必须信。
That God so loved the world, he gave his only son.
神爱世人，甚至将独生子赐给他们。
And that if he believes in him, he will not perish.
如果这个失落的人信靠他，他就不会灭亡。
But he will have eternal life.
反得永生。
That's what he must believe.
这是他所必须信的。
For us to be pleasing Christians.
我们要做一个讨神喜悦的基督徒呢。
In times of trial.
在患难的时候。
We must believe that God will take care of us.
我们必须相信神会照顾我们的。
That he will provide for us.
他会供应我们一些需要。
When Satan tempts us,
当撒旦来试探我们的时候，
we must make a decision.
我们必须做一个决定。
Who are we going to believe?
我们到底信谁呢？
Are we going to believe God when he says this is wrong and it will hurt you?
我们是信神，他说你这样做是不对的，这个会伤害你的。
Will we believe God when he says he has something better for us than this temptation?
当他说他会有更好的为我们预备，当你拒绝这个试探的时候，我们信他吗？
Or will we trade God for a devil?
或者我们不信神，反而信撒旦。
No, God, I'm not going to believe you.
不，神，我不能信你。
I'm going to believe the devil.
我要信是魔鬼的。
Do you see how crazy unbelief is?
你看这个小信啊，这个不信是多么的疯狂啊。
I am going to disbelieve the creator of the universe.
我不信天地的创造主的话。
Who gave his own son to die for my sins.
他舍了他独生子的性命为我而死，我不信他的。
In order to believe a liar and a murderer,
好叫我相信一个骗子，一个凶手的话。
Or maybe it's not the devil himself.
也许不是撒旦本人呢。
Maybe it's a friend.
或者一个朋友。
Maybe even a Christian friend.
或者一个基督徒的朋友，甚至。
He's misleading us.
但是他说的是误导人的话。
Not on purpose, but he's misleading.
他也许不是故意的，但是他的确他在撒谎。
Am I going to believe him?
我是信他还是信神呢？
Even my own heart.
甚至我自己的心啊。
Sometimes my heart will tell me that God doesn't love me.
有时我的心会告诉我上帝不爱我。
Who am I going to believe?
我到底信谁呢？
Am I going to let my heart preach to me?
我难道要让我的心向我讲道吗？
Or am I going to preach the word of God to my heart?
或者我要用神的话向我的心讲道呢？
You see, it is to believe God.
你看，要信神。
To believe him.
相信他。
Now, I want you to look at First John 5:9-12.
你看看《约翰一书》第五章九到十二节。
If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that He has testified concerning His Son.
我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因为神的见证是为他儿子做的。
Here he is arguing from the lesser to the greater.
这里他是从小事辩论到大事。
It is a very logical statement.
这是一个非常合乎逻辑的几句话。
If we believe the testimony of men,
如果我们相信人的见证，
and we know that men are liars,
我们知道人呢有时候会撒谎的。
How much more should we believe the testimony of God?
那我们就更应该相信领受神的见证。
And what has he testified?
神见证了什么呢？
He's testified concerning his son.
他见证他的儿子。
The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed the testimony that God has given concerning his son.
第十节，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证。
Verse 11 And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
He who has the Son has the life.
人有了神的儿子就有永生。
But he who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
没有神的儿子就没有永没有生命。
This is extremely important.
这非常重要。
Because what it's demonstrating to us is this, is that
这里表明的是
our belief and our unbelief
我们的信或是不信
reveal what we think about God.
表明了我们对神的回应，对神的想法。
Belief demonstrates that we have a high view of God.
如果我们信的话，就表明了我们对神非常的尊重，认为神是非常好的。
Unbelief shows that we have a low view of God.
反之，我们的不信表明了我们对神的想法非常的非常的低级，把它想得很低。
There's something very important here.
就这里很重要。
In faith,
信。
We must not only know the promises,
我们不仅仅知道神的应许
but we must know the God of the promises.
我们也知道那说给应许的神
I can't have one without the other.
我不可能只有一样没有另一样
If I really know God,
如果我真正认识神
I can be full of confidence in his person.
我可以对他的个性性格充满信心把握
But if I don't know what he's promised,
但是我不知道他所应许的话
it's not going to function.
那就没有功效了。
I trust him,
我信他
but I don't know what he said.
但我不知道他说了什么。
But the other is true also.
另一方面也是对。
If I know what God has said,
如果我知道神所说的
but I don't know who he is,
但是我不知道他是谁的话
then I'm not going to have the confidence to trust him.
我也没有把握信靠他了。
It's why we must study the promises of God.
所以我们必须要研究神的应许。
And we must study the character of God.
也同时要研究神的性格，神的本性。
Not only do we believe to the glory of God.
我们不仅仅相信可以把荣耀给神。
But faith brings an end to all boasting.
而且信心也叫人的一切夸口都止息了。
Look in Romans chapter 3, verse 27.
你看罗马书的第三章二十七节。
Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith.
既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了，用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法不？乃是用信主之法。
Now,
好
faith is impossible.
信心是不可能的。
It is impossible.
不可能。
If it is mixed with works.
如果信心跟功劳人的行为混合了，那是不可能的。
The two things are completely opposed to one another.
这两者是彼此冲突矛盾的。
I either believe in Christ alone.
我要不就唯独信靠基督。
Or I believe that Christ is not enough.
要不然我就认为基督不够。
It must be Christ alone.
必须是唯独信靠基督。
Remember what we learned from Hebrews 6.
你记得希伯来书第六章我们学的什么吗？
We not only should repent of sin.
我们不仅仅应该从罪恶中悔改懊悔。
But we should repent of our good works.
我们要从我们的死行当中悔改。
That does not mean that we should not have good works.
这不是说我们不要有好行为啊。
It means we should no longer trust in them at all.
它的意思来说，我们不能再信靠自己的善行。
Now I just want to talk about just some practical things for a moment.
我现在要讲几件实际的操作的事情。
Let's say that a man comes to me.
譬如有个人到我面前。
And I begin to witness to him.
我开始跟他传福音了。
And I tell him the gospel.
我跟他传福音。
And I answer his questions.
我回答他的问题。
And then we come to that point that I'm sure you're familiar with.
我们相信你很熟悉啊，现在到了这个地步了。
Where it's time to encourage the man to make a decision.
我们要鼓励他要决志了，要信主了。
Now,
好。
Some people will do this.
有些人会那么说啊。
Would you like to pray and ask Jesus to come in?
你愿意跟着我祷告，叫耶稣，请耶稣到你心里来吗？
I'm not going to do that.
我不敢啊。
I don't see it in the Bible.
我的圣经里找不到。
And I don't see it in church history.
在教会历史上也没有这样子的先例。
Until recently.
直到最近才有。
Basically, it flows out of the West.
基本是从西方传来的。
I do what the Bible says.
我就做圣经叫我做的。
I said, sir.
我说先生啊。
You've heard the gospel.
你听了福音了。
God commands you.
神命令你。
To make a choice.
吩咐你要做决定。
Repent.
悔改
and believe the gospel.
相信基督福音
Now,
好
can a man make himself repent?
一个人可不可以使自己回转呢
Can a man make himself believe?
可不可以叫自己相信呢
No,
不能
He either is repenting or he is not.
他或者正在悔改或者他悔改
He is either
没有悔改
He is either believing or he is not.
或者正在相信或者就不信
This is what I do.
这是我会做的。
God commands you, sir, to repent.
先生，神吩咐你要悔改。
Now, sir, let me ask you a question.
让我问你个问题，先生。
Are you repenting?
你现在愿意悔改吗？你悔改了吗？
Now, he may say this.
他可能会说，是是是。
I understand.
我明白。
I see my sin.
我看到我的罪。
I hate it.
我恨我的罪。
I want to leave it behind.
我愿意离弃我的罪。
I desire to be saved.
我愿意得救。
That's wonderful.
很好。
That's at least evidence that there's repentance.
至少这有悔改的证明啊。
But if he says,
如果他说
I just don't know.
我不知道。
I don't know if I've repented.
我不知道我悔改了没有。
Then what do I do?
那么我该怎么做呢？
I go to the scriptures.
我就到圣经，翻到圣经。
I show him what repentance is.
我就让他看什么叫做悔改。
That was one of our first classes.
这是我的第一堂课。
I just show him in the Bible.
我从圣经翻给他看。
Sir, has your mind changed?
先生啊，你心回意转没有啊？改变心意没有？
Do you now see the importance of Christ?
你现在看到基督的重要性没有？
He says yes.
是，我看到了。
Do you see how sinful you are?
你看到自己的罪没有？
Yes, I do.
是，我看到了。
Well, are you broken by your sin? Does it make you miserable?
你是不是因着你的罪忧伤痛悔？是不是罪叫你觉得很痛苦
？Do you want to be free from it?
你愿意得到释放自由吗
？He says yes.
是的，
yes,
我愿意，我愿意。他说。
And I began to ask him all these questions.
我就问他很多问题。
And if he says yes,
如果他说是的，是的。
And it seems to be a reality in his life.
似乎在生命中悔改是个事实。
Says, sir, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.
我说先生，你要相信主耶稣基督，你就会得救。
But let's say I talk to the person.
好，例如我跟他谈话啊。
And there's nothing there.
他生命一点回应都没有。
There's no reality.
没有事实，没有果子。
There's no evidence that the message has impacted his life.
这个他所讲的好像是一点都没有对他影响，没有产生果效回应。
Sir, do you want to leave your sin?
先生，你愿意离弃你的罪吗
？Not really.
不愿意。
Do you desire Christ?
你愿不愿意得到基督呢
？No.
不，没什么。
I'm not going to try to get him to pray a prayer.
我就不会叫他祷告了。
I'm going to preach the gospel to him all over again.
我会再一次把福音传给他，传清楚。
Until God breaks his heart, do you see
that? 直到神把他的心破碎，看到没有？
That's why the work of the evangelist is so difficult.
所以传福音的人的工作是如此困难。
You may have to sow seed 1,000 times in this person's heart.
你必须，也许在他心里头。种撒100次、1,000次的种子。
Some will never be converted.
有些人永远不会悔改得救。
But some will be.
但有一些会。
Just when you're about ready to give up.
当你正准备放弃的时候，哇
！You preach the gospel to them the 1,000th time.
你就再传福音传1,000次。
And all of a sudden.
突然之间啊。
They understand.
他们开窍了。
They're impacted.
他们的生命受到影响。
They see God's holiness.
他们看到神的圣洁。
They see their sin.
看到自己的罪。
They esteem Christ.
他们尊重基督。
They want to be free.
他们要得释放。
They hate what they are.
他们恨他们自己的样子。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
You have to help them.
你必须要帮助他们。
Discern.
要分辨。
You don't want to tell them, oh, you are saved.
你不会告诉他，你不要告诉他，哎，你得救了。
That's the job of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作，不是你的。
But you do want to command them to repent.
但是你要吩咐他们，你要悔改啊。
And then help them identify using the scripture.
用圣经帮助他们分辨。
To see if they have repented.
告诉他，看看自己到底悔改了没有，用圣经。
It's the same way with faith.
信心也是如此。
If a man is repentant,
如果一个人想要悔改
I say, Sir, believe on the Lord Jesus
Christ. 我就告诉他、哎、先生你也要相信耶稣基督啊。
He says, I just don't understand what that means.
他说我不明白什么意思啊。
I say, Sir, it means to trust in what he said.
我就说先生这个意思就是相信他的话。
Now here's something very important.
这里很重要。
There is a difference
有不同啊。
Between believing in Jesus.
相信耶稣基督。
And believing what he said.
和相信耶稣说的话不同。
The devil believes in Jesus.
撒旦也相信耶稣。
He believes Jesus exists.
他相信耶稣存在啊，历史人物。
The devil has more correct knowledge about Jesus than all of us in this room.
魔鬼对耶稣的正确的知识跟理解，超过我们这里房间每个人。
He believes in God.
他相信上帝。
He knows God exists better than we do.
他对神的存在的认识超过我们。
But he's not saved.
但他没有得救。
Why?
为什么？
He does not believe what God said.
因为他不相信神说的话。
He is not relying upon God's mercy.
他没有信靠信任神的怜悯。
He is not trusting in the promises.
他也没有相信神的应许。
That's why James said, "You believe in one God."
所以雅各说嘛，你不是信一位神吗
？You do well.
很好。
But the demons also believe.
鬼魔也信啊，但是却颤抖。
It's not just believing that there's a God.
不仅仅相信有一位上帝而已。
It's not even just believing that Jesus really died.
不仅仅相信耶稣真正死了。
It's trusting in the promises.
乃是信靠他的应许。
That he who believes is saved.
那位信他的就必得救。
That the wrath of God does not abide upon him.
神的震怒就不在他身上了。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
Now,
好。
If someone says to me, Brother Paul, I agree, but I just have no assurance.
如果有人说，保罗弟兄，我同意你讲，但是我就没把握，我得救没有。
I'm not going to tell them to pray a prayer.
我不会叫他跟着我祷告。
And then tell them.
然后说。
You're saved now.
你现在得救了。
Assurance comes from the Holy Spirit.
这个得救的把握是从圣灵而来的。
Through the word.
借着他的话。
And faith.
借着信心。
It comes from hearing the word.
是听道而来的。
It's a work of the Spirit.
是圣灵的工作。
So when someone honestly says,I want to believe, but I don't. I have nothing. I have no assurance.
当有人真诚地说，我愿意相信，但是我没把握。
What do I do?
我该怎么办呢？
If they understand what faith is,
如果他们明白信心是什么的话，
I just start taking them through the scriptures.
我就开始带他们查经了。
All the promises that I know regarding salvation to him who believes.
一切关于有关救恩的信的人就可以得救的应许，再怎么看。
It may take a few minutes.
也许需要几分钟。
It may take a few hours.
也许需要几个钟头。
A few days.
或者几天。
A few months.
或几个月。
A few years.
甚至几年。
But I show them the promises and tell them to believe.
那是我给他看圣经神的应许，叫他相信。
Until the Spirit of God has worked in their heart.
直到神的灵在他们心中动了善功。
And they tell me.
当他们告诉我。
I believe.
我信。
I know he saved me.
我就知道他真是得救。
I tell this story a lot about when I was preaching up near Canada.
我常常讲这个故事啊，当我在加拿大讲道的时候。
Well, I was in Canada.
It was
near Alaska.
那在阿拉斯加啊。
And the place where I was preaching, there were more grizzly bears than people.
我在讲到那个地方啊，那里的北极熊那个熊啊，比人还多，那里的熊。
Really?
真的，好多熊啊。
And when I got up to preach,
当我站起来讲道的时候，
the back doors of the church opened.
教会的后门，前门开，后门开了。
And a very large man walked in.
一个大块头进来。
An old man.
一个老人家。
Very strong and big.
非常强壮，非常高大。
He sat on the front row.
他坐到前排了。
He was so sad.
他那个面色非常的沉重。
And so I began to preach the gospel.
我就开始传福音了。
After I was finished, I went and talked to him immediately.
我讲完道之后，马上跟他谈。
I said, "Sir, what's wrong?"
我说先生，怎么回事？
And he pulled out an X-ray.
他给我看一个 X 光的照片。
He showed it to me.
他给我看。
And he said, "I just came from the doctor."
我说我刚从医院医生那来。
The doctor said I'm going to be dead in 3 weeks.
医生说三个礼拜而已，我就死了。
He said I've never read a Bible.
我说我从来没读过圣经。
I've never been to church.
我从来没上过教堂。
But one time I heard a man talking about some guy named Jesus.
那有一次我听到一个人讲什么耶稣的，我。
I'm going to die and I'm afraid.
我就要死了，我好怕。
So I said, "Well, did you understand the gospel that I preached to you?"
我说，我刚刚传给你那个福音，你听明白了没有？
He said, "Yes."
啊，是，我听明白。
A child could have understood.
小孩都听得懂啊，是。
Now, what would have most preachers have done?
哦，这个情况下，大多数的传道人会怎么办？
What would you like to be saved?
你愿意得救吗？他们会说。
Would you like to go to heaven?
要上天堂吗？
Pray this prayer.
跟着我祷告啊。
Do they understand what I'm saying? They have people do the same thing.
你们有这个经历吗？有啊。
Okay. That would have been terrible.
如果他们这么做，他这么做就糟了。
This man is going to die.
这个人就要死了。
So I said, "Sir."
我说先生啊。
I'm supposed to leave tomorrow on a plane.
我明天呢，机票订好要飞走了。
I'll cancel my plane ticket.
我把我的机票取消掉。
And I will keep sharing with you the gospel.
我继续要跟你讲福音。
Until you get saved,
只等到你得救
or you die and go to hell.
要不然你就死下地狱。
It's serious.
很严肃的问题。
And so I went over repentance with him.
我就跟他讲悔改的道理，圣经里。
I went over faith.
然后讲到信心。
He seemed to understand.
他似乎明白。
What was left to do?
还要做什么？
We say in the United States, we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make him drink.
美国人有句俗话说，你可以把马带到水槽旁，但是你不能够强迫他喝。
I've told him everything I can tell him.
我能讲的我都讲了。
I'm not going to manipulate him.
我不要操纵他，迫使他做什么。
Or get him to pray a prayer.
或者叫他去祷告。
So I can go home early.
然后可以早点回家。
Or go to the restaurant and eat with all the other people.
然后或者到餐馆去吃一大餐啊。
He's a soul.
这是一个灵魂啊。
He's going to die and go to hell.
他要死掉下地狱嘞。
So I said, "Sir."
我说先生啊。
We're just going to start going through all the promises.
我们再看神的应许。
Faith comes by hearing.
信道是信道来的。
I would read promises.
信道听道来的，我就读神的应许，救恩是凭着信。
I would explain them to him.
我会跟他解释什么意思。
We pray.
我们祷告。
I just keep doing it.
我继续的。
We're going through all the Bible.
我经过就查过整个圣经。
After more than an hour.
一个钟头之后。
I said, "Sir, let's read John 3:16."
我说先生，我们再读一遍约翰福音3:16。
And he said, "Well,
他说，哎呦，
again?
还要读一遍啊？"
I said, "Yes."
我说对，再读一遍。
And he had my Bible sitting on his legs like this.
在他的脚上面，放在
his hands were big.
他的手大得不得了。
And he said, "Okay, I'll read."
我说 OK， 我再读一遍。
And he went.
他开始读了。
For God so loved the world,
神爱世人，
that he gave his only son,
甚至将他的独生子。
And then all of a sudden, his hands started shaking.
他的手开始抖。
And he went.
他说。
I have eternal life.
我有永生了。
All my sins are gone.
我的罪都除掉了。
I'm saved.
我得救了。
I believe in Jesus.
我相信耶稣。
I have eternal life.
我有永生。
And I said, "How do you know?"
我说你怎么知道啊？
He said, "Haven't you ever read this verse before?"
你难道没有读过这段经文吗？从前没读过吗？
Now you see what happened?
你看到发生什么事？
We had read that verse many times.
我们读了好多遍了。
But what happened?
发生了什么事？
The Spirit of the living God.
灵，活神的灵。
Opened his eyes.
开了他的灵眼。
Gave him life.
赐给他生命。
See the difference?
你看到的不同吗？
between, you want to pray this prayer?
祷告祷告啊，跟着我祷告。
Repeat after me.
跟着我，重复。
And just actually giving them the gospel.
和把福音给他们，这不同。
Explaining to them repentance and faith.
悔改跟信心什么意思？
Praying with them,
跟他们一起祷告,
giving them promises,
再给他们神的应许,
until they're born again,
他们被圣灵重生,
a supernatural work of the Spirit of the living God.
这是活神的灵圣灵的超自然的大能的工作。
It may happen in an hour,
可能一个钟头发生。
It may happen in 6 months,
或者六个月才发生。
You see, we're ministers of the gospel.
你看，我们是福音的使者。
We're not salesmen.
我们不是做传销的买卖人。
We're not psychologists.
我们不是心理学家。
The spirit of the God must work.
神的灵必须要动。
Or nothing's going to happen.
要不然什么都不能发生。
That's why we must be men and women of prayer.
所以我们必须成为祷告的人。
We trust in the Spirit,
我们相信神的灵,
not in the flesh,
不是人的肉体。
And we don't tell them they are saved.
我们不能告诉你得救了。
They tell us they're saved.
他们要告诉我们，哎呀，我得救了。
Because the Spirit told them.
因为是神的灵印证咱们心里。
Now we can teach them biblical principles.
我们可以教他们很多圣经的原则。
On biblical assurance.
有关怎么样才能够得到得救的把握的原则。
Because the devil can cause even a true believer to doubt.
因为有时候撒旦会使一个真正的信徒都起疑心啊。怀疑自己得救。
We give them the word.
但是我们给的是神的话。
We teach them.
我们教导神的道。
But.
但是。
We do not proclaim salvation.
但是我们不能够宣布他得救了。
Would you really want someone to walk away from you thinking they were saved based on your authority?
你真的要人家因着你的权柄宣告他得救了，然后就走掉，以为他得救了吗？
That's dangerous.
很危险哦。
If we were to leave this building right now,
如果我们现在离开这个房子啊,
and go into all the taverns and bars and discos,
然后到所有这些酒吧间啊、跳舞的地方啊、到那些地方去,
most of the people we would find in there,
大多数人在里面的人啊,
we witness to them,
你传福音给他的话,
this is what they'd say,
这是他们会说的美国,
oh, don't worry about me,
啊, 你别担心我, 放心好了,
I'm a Christian,
我是基督徒,
I took care of that a long time ago,
我很久以前我就解决问题了,
yeah, when I was 9 years old,
那我九岁的时候,
I prayed and asked Jesus to come into my heart,
我祷告了, 我求基督到我心里头, 我接待他到我心里,
he came in,
他进来了,
the pastor said he did,
这牧师告诉我的, 我得救了。
Wouldn't you hate to stand before God as a minister of Christ?
如果你是基督的使者，你站在他面前，你不怕吗？
With that kind of blood on your hands?
你手上沾着他们的血啊。
And we're going to explain this in a little tomorrow.
我明天还会继续讲啊。
When a person professes faith with me,
当一个人他说他信主了。
For example, let's say I'm preaching in the church.
譬如我在教会里讲道。
And a person comes forward.
有个人到前面来了。
And professes faith in Christ.
然后他承认他相信基督了。
I'm not going to present them to the congregation that day.
那天我不会把他带到众人会众面前。
Saying, here's a Christian.
你看这是个基督徒弟兄啊。
Welcome them into the family of God.
欢迎他进到神的家庭来。
Now I may say something like this.
我可能会这么说。
I may say, this beautiful person has come here tonight.
这个人来到神的面前了。
And they have professed faith in Christ.
他说他信主了啊。
And we rejoice in that.
我们很高兴，感谢主。
But because we love them.
但是因为我们爱他们。
And we care about souls.
我们关心人的灵魂。
We're going to be working with them for the next few weeks.
所以下几个礼拜我们继续会跟进。
To make sure that they truly understand the Christian faith.
我们要肯定他真正明白基督教的信仰是什么。
And they have truly been converted.
他们真正得救了，要肯定。
And if a person professes faith with me,
如果一个人他说他信了，跟我说。
I not only give them the promises.
我不仅仅给他神的应许。
I give them the warnings.
我要给他。警戒，神的警戒。
I tell them this.
我要告诉他们。
There seems to be great evidence that you were converted tonight.
似乎今天晚上你真的得救了，好像是。
But the
有很多证据。
Greatest evidence.
但是最大的证据是什么？
Is that you will continue on with him.
你会继续的与他同行。
If you continue on,
如果你继续不断不放弃
you will grow in greater assurance.
你会在这个把握当中不断的成长
But if you turn your back on Christ,
但如果你抛弃他
and you go back to the world,
你又回到世界的话
and you stay there,
你留在世界
without conviction of sin or discipline,
你没有受到神的管教你也不觉得自己有什么大罪的话
then you need to know something.
那你需要明白啊
You got nothing here tonight.
今晚你这个觉知啊，根本一点意思都没有。
Your conversion was false.
你的所谓的悔改觉知是虚假的。
Now a Christian can fall into sin.
你知道，基督徒是可能犯罪啊。
We know that.
我们知道。
But they can't stay there.
但他不能永远留在罪中不回来。
Without discipline or conviction.
他不可能没有神的光照或者是神的管教。
The God who began a good work will finish it.
那开始在你们心中善工的也会完成这工。
All right, in the next few lessons,
好，下几堂课
we're going to look specifically at verses in the Bible
我们看到圣经里我们要看看圣经一些经文、啊、
that have been used in a wrong way
被人误用了被人曲解了、啊、一些经文、
by even sincere Christians
甚至是很诚恳的基督徒也不小心误用这些经文
and we're going to see how they can be used in the right way
我们再看看怎么样才能够正确的理解按照正义来解释和应用这些经文
Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word.
父为你的话感谢你。
I pray that you will use it, Lord.
求你使用。
To give us strength.
借着你的道给我们力量。
To make us more capable ministers.
使我们成为能够胜任的传道人。
And to cause us to love you more.
让我们更加爱你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.